Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Turn with us tonight to the book of Acts, chapter number 2. Acts, chapter number 2. Appreciate the Lord tonight. Appreciate all the good songs, testimonies that was shared, the good prayer requests. Been good to be in his house. I thought of that while I was praying. I could honestly say I could leave right now and say it's been good to be in his house.
Yeah.
Appreciate the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter number 2, verse number 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Bow with us. Father, thank you for your word. We pray you'd anoint it. Speak it unto our hearts, I pray. Encourage this flock, and I trust, God, that each one of us would find, God, the truth in this. We appreciate what it means to us and look forward to it every time we assemble. But not just then. We thank God for the Holy Spirit, Lord, that abides within us each and every day, all the time. Thank you for it. We praise you as we ask it, believing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to share a simple thought tonight about the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you. Now, there's people are different. I get that part. Not everybody worships the same way, and that's all right. And I don't know that when we get to heaven, we'll worship all the same way. I think a bunch of you will lose some of your inhibitions when you finally get out of this flesh. And probably all of us will let loose when we get into that place, and we'll worship him as he's worthy of being worshiped. But I sure thank God for the times in my life when the wind blows. I was thinking about that. I don't like it when the wind ain't blowing in the church. Right. Amen. Now there's times that it needs to be still. I get that, and I've been at this long enough to know and appreciate those times as well, that there are times when God just really gets everything still so the seed falls right where it's supposed to be. But I'll tell you, for me, if you want my vote, I'm going to say I like the wind. Amen. I want the Holy Ghost of God in this place. I'll just tell you right now, if it wasn't here, I'd go hunting. Amen. I'd go hunting for my soul, trying to figure out if I was right with God first. But if I couldn't get it after that, friend, I'd find somewhere where it was. And I sure am glad that he's here. Amen. I can't help you if you're here tonight and you can't feel the Spirit of God. It's probably because of something wrong in your heart. Amen. And it ain't your neighbor. It ain't the church. It ain't singing. It ain't this or that. You can blame it on all that. But the reason, friend, you don't feel the wind of God blows because you don't want it. And you ain't right in your own heart. Amen. That's what the Bible tells us. I believe he's not respecter of persons. And friend, he'll bless you just as much as he does me. They ain't no credit in heaven because I'm a preacher. Amen. That God ain't somehow up there saying, well, he's one of them, so I'm going to give him some extra. No, here's what I believe of God. If you want the Holy Ghost, he'll give you all you want of it. Amen, amen. And I sure do like it when the wind blows. You say, preacher, I ain't into that kind of thing. You might have chose the wrong church. Amen, let me sink in right there.
Yep, right.
I don't like the Holy Spirit. Well, I'd say you're probably not going to be happy here. Because
right.
I need it. And I want it, and I desire it in everything we do here. From the time we come in, to the songs we sing, to the prayers we pray, the testimonies, I want the wind of God to be in all of it.
Yeah. Amen.
I'll tell you right now, we ain't going to do anything within ourselves. If the Holy Ghost ain't a part of it, it'll be fouled up. It'll be messed up. It'll fall apart on us. The Holy Ghost needs to lead every one of us in what we do in this place. Amen. I like a spirit, don't you? I love the Holy Spirit of God. Well, he gave me a thought about the wind, and I want to start tonight and give you a picture of the wind in the Old Testament, and then I want to step into the New Testament as quick as I can, just give my heart to you, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you. But I'll tell you right now, as far as the pastor goes, the more people in the congregation that's filled with the Holy Ghost, the better off he is. Amen. I can tell you right now, I've been there. I've been in churches. I've been in this place at times. Amen. Where you're preaching to a crowd that's staring at you like you're a new nickel. Amen. They don't have any idea what to do with you nor what you're saying. But I'll tell you right now, what I like is when the Holy Ghost is moving and I can look out in the crowd and see somebody raise their hand. Somebody's shedding a tear. Somebody's got a smile you can't wipe off. Somebody's recognizing that God's in the midst of this thing and grateful for it. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. You say, preacher, what do I need? I'll tell you right now, it ain't me. Right. Amen. God's the answer. The question is when. Amen. If you want something, friend, God's got everything that you need tonight. But he chose through the Holy Ghost, friend, to administer those things in our lives. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad that he dwells in me. He don't visit. Right, he ain't here sometimes. Check on him tomorrow and say, where is he at? No, he's there every day. He's there. You say, I can't feel it, ain't because he ain't there. Amen. Read your Bible. Friend, when he sets up abode, he's going to stay there till he has done his job. And brother, that is to take you all the way until you cross that river when you don't need him anymore. Brother, the Holy Ghost ain't never failed. Not one that God saved. He's delivered every one of them. He's done his job and he's still doing, and I thank God for the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved. And I guess, friend, if the Holy Spirit wasn't involved with it, we'd figure out how to make it. But I'll tell you right now, I've got my mind set up on this right here. I don't believe I'd make it 5 minutes without the Holy Spirit's help. Amen. I don't think I could make it into Monday morning. I don't think I'd make it for God not one mile if the Holy Spirit wasn't involved. Amen. Well, I love him tonight. I love him and I'm thankful for him. I want to start tonight with a picture of the Spirit, a picture of the wind in the Old Testament. The Bible said, you can read about this. Well, there's many of them in there, but I settled on a few that my heart seemed like God was just focusing in on a few of these for me, and I appreciate that. Hey, by the way, let me tell you something. If the man of God don't preach in the Spirit, it probably wasn't no good. Amen. You say, how come? Because the Bible said that his word is discerned by the Spirit. Amen. It takes the Holy Spirit to get out of it what's supposed to be God. And friend, you might need something that I'm not needing right now, but there ain't ever a time when the Word of God is preached in the Spirit that everybody in the house that wanted something of God didn't get it. Because that's the power the Spirit of God has. Well, let's look at a few pictures of the Holy Spirit of God in the Old Testament. Let's look at Exodus chapter 14, verse 21, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. You remember when Moses was at the Red Sea and the children of Israel had the Egyptian army right behind them, and they recognized their condition was helpless. There wasn't no way they was going to get out of this. And brother, when God told old Moses, he said, you just stand still and see my salvation. The Bible said what he did to deliver the children of Israel was he took that big, they say that where they crossed the Red Sea is about a mile across. That's a lot of water. I don't care who you are. And it was really deep. And the Bible said there that God sent a strong east wind. And brother, he set in that night, and all night long that east wind began to blow and divide that water. It's hard for me to comprehend that in my mind, but I'll tell you right now, I can tell you, friend, the Holy Ghost has been a deliverer for me many a time. There's been times in my life that I didn't know which way to go. There's been times that I got to the Red Sea and I didn't know if I was going to make it, if I was going to drown, or if my enemy was going to get me. But I'll tell you what, God has never failed. The Holy Ghost has always been my deliverer. For friend. My enemy ain't got his power. My enemy ain't got his knowledge. My enemy ain't got his discernment. Brother, the Holy Ghost is a wind that'll deliver the people of God all the time. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost deliverance. Amen. I hope tonight that we've got plenty of people that recognize what he does for you. Some of us may have a bucket on our head or a head in the sand or in a ditch, one or the other, and not be seeing what God's doing. But let me tell you something, for the people of God today, he ain't never not doing. Amen. He say he ain't doing nothing for me, preacher. That's because you can't see him. Amen. It's because you ain't paying attention. I'll tell you right now, the Holy Ghost ain't lazy. He ain't laying up in your heart today saying, well, I don't think I'm going to help Michelle today. No, brother, he's doing his job 24-7. Whether you're conscious or you ain't conscious, he's sending the wind of deliverance into your life every day. Amen. I bet it frustrates the devil. Amen. I bet it frustrates the devil. Travis, when he comes to get you, when he comes to tear you down, amen, there's a wall around you. Amen, there's something around you you can't see, but it's there. Brother Job understood what it was. And when the devil was trying to convince God that Job would curse him to his face, amen, God told him, he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, I'll take my hedge down. And he said, I'll let you at him. He said, but you can't touch his life. That's mine. Brother Job took everything, or God, the devil took everything Job had. But what Job found out was God was greater than everything.
Yeah, right.
The Holy Ghost deliverance. The wind that came and opened up the Red Sea for the children of Israel to walk safely. Not just safely, but on dry ground. Firm footing. The deliverance the Holy Spirit sent that day for the people of God was extraordinary, and it's still observed and memorialized to this day. What the Spirit of God did through the wind. And I contend today that the Holy Ghost is still moving like that in my life and yours. Amen. We get a picture of deliverance from the Holy Spirit's wind, but not just deliverance. We get a picture of his sustenance when the children of Israel were out there in the wilderness, and the Bible said they began to murmur. They's hungry. They took everything they could carry out of Egypt, but brother, that don't last long. When there's a couple of million people hungry and eating, the Bible said they began to murmur and say, you brought us out here in this wilderness to starve to death. He doesn't give them water. And brother, then God, he spoke, and the Bible said this in Numbers chapter 11, verse 31. He said, and there went forth a wind from the Lord and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a lot of birds. That's a lot of quail. But I'll tell you what God did with the quail. Amen. He took a wind, and the Bible said that he gathered up all them birds, and he drug them in. Them birds didn't have no more chance for the wind of God. He took that everything they needed, and he took the wind and he brought it in and he laid it right on top of them. I don't know about you, but there's been many a time that I didn't know how God was going to do it. I didn't know how God was going to make a way for me. I didn't know, friend, where the sustenance was going to come for my soul. But just when I needed it, the Holy Ghost of God would blow through, and what I needed was glory to God. He ain't ever failed. Amen. For the wind to bring me what I need to make it another day. Amen. Thank God for the wind. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the wind. Sometimes I come in here and I'm beat down. That sometimes my mind feels like it's been stripped of every logical thing. And I come in here just run over. I'm ready to give up, ready to lay it down. Feel like my life's about out. And brother, about the time they go to singing one of them good old hymns. Amen. The Spirit of God from Summers begins to blow. And I'll tell you, you might have missed it, but thank God he blowed on me. I felt the wind of the sustenance that began to feed my soul, and when I came in down and out, I left lifted up because the Holy Ghost had done visited me. Hallelujah. Amen. I wish I was 20 years younger, Judy. Amen. Thank God for the wind when it blows. I need it. I don't know about you. You can sit there dried up. You can sit there unaffected. I ain't into that. I want something bigger than me. I want the Holy Ghost, amen, to move in this place, to make sinners uncomfortable and saints rejoice. I want the power of God here.
Amen.
Wind. The wind was their deliverance, but the wind was also their sustenance. God used the Spirit, amen, to gather. There ain't no telling how many billions of quail that was. We'd hunt 2 weeks around here to find a single covey. But God had them 6 feet. God had them 3 feet deep. 2 cubits, that's 3 feet. God had them 3 feet deep. And he said a day's journey that way. You know how much a day's journey was? You walk, at best, you can get about 20 miles in a day walking. And God said, I delivered sustenance to them 3 feet deep, 20 miles that way, 20 miles that way, and all around them. They're sick of quail, I can tell you that. Amen. There's over birds by the time they got done. But I'll tell you right now, there have been times in my life where I needed something. My soul was about to starve to death. Amen. And I'd called on God, and I didn't seem to be getting nowhere. And brother, then just out of nowhere, the good wind of God started blowing, and I livened up. Hey, he said in Ezekiel, the Lord asked him, he said, can these dry bones live? He said, Lord, thou knowest. Brother, he began to bring bone to bone and flesh on the bone and skin on the bone. But there was something that was missing. Amen. They were still dead. And then he blowed into them. And they rose up a mighty people. Sustenance. You say, preacher, you seem pretty confident. Amen. Amen. I've been there, done that. I should have worn my t-shirt. I'll tell you right now, the Holy Spirit of God ain't never not blowed when I needed it. Amen. Amen. We have his deliverance. We have his sustenance. But we also have the Holy Spirit's assurance. Amen. That's good. We have the Spirit's holy assurance. And I'm thankful today, amen, that the times when I really need to know, when I really need direction, when I really need help. I don't know about anybody else, but I'll tell you, I struggle as much as anybody else. I'm all the time saying, God, what do I need to do? God, which way do I need to go? God, what are you trying to do? Amen. I don't want to get it wrong, I'll tell you. But I'll tell you, when it comes right down to it, what I got to do is trust. What that song 137, we sung it this morning. It said, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. I'll tell you right now, he's delivered for me. Brother, he is sustain me, and brother, he will also assure me. For the men of God today, be right, live right, walk right, serve him, brother, and here's what I'll guarantee you. You can take this one to the bank. The Holy Ghost of God will not fail you. It'll be there when you need it. It'll be the assurance your soul needs. It'll be the very thing to quicken your bones and make you stand up for God. The Holy Ghost won't fail you today. Amen. Let me read to you the scripture he gave me, 2 Samuel chapter number 5. This is David. Now, old David, he had won a lot of battles. He had done a lot of things for God. And, brother, he had seen the victories. They sang the songs. Saul had killed his thousands and David his 10,000s. Amen. But I'll tell you, old David, I love this part. He was careful to ask God before he went out and did anything on his own. Amen. He wasn't perfect, but I love how old David went at it. Amen. There were times when David knew, well, if he delivered me from them, he'll deliver me from them. But he never took it for granted. He never assumed not one thing with God. No, the Bible said in this particular part, 2 Samuel chapter number 5, the Bible said the enemy was out there. And old David, he went before the Lord. And he said, Lord, he said, would you have me go up against him? He said, will you deliver him into my hand? And the Lord told him, he said, you just wait for a minute. He said, you hold on. I tell you right now, God loves zeal. I believe that. God loves the zealous soul that wants to do something for him. But he's also willing to give you some assurance and to help you with it. Because I'll tell you right now, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do it. I'm a trusting in one, brother, that knows what he's doing and how to do it. It was old David. God said no. He said, you hang on just a minute. You wait till I give you the word before you set out. And old David, he's awaiting. And God said, here's the sign. He said, and let it be. He said, as you're awaiting, he said, when you hear a sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, he said, then you'll know it's time to go out against the enemy. Hey, thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's times I don't know what to do. I don't know when to do it. I don't know how to do it. But bless God, if you'll just hang on. Amen. Directly, just above the tops of the mulberry trees, the wind will start blowing and you'll know it's time to go. Amen. Amen. I need the wind to blow. How many times has the wind, Brother Dustin, give you some assurance? Amen. You showed up as ready as you can be as a human. But you're sitting there, and it seems like all hell's up against you, trying to stop what God's doing. And I'll tell you right now, for the man of God, this is precious. Amen. We talk about it. We call it the unction. Amen. You can't preach without the unction. Amen. If you get up there without the unction, you're teaching. You ain't preaching. By the way, I like to teach with the unction too. Amen. What I'm looking for is the assurance of the Holy Spirit. I'll tell you right now, the Holy Ghost won't bear witness with anything untrue. It won't bear witness to anything that's false. If it's about you, he ain't in it. Amen. But if your heart is for the one, amen, that is above all, brother, the Holy Ghost will get in that and he'll bear witness with that. Thank God for the hundreds or thousands of times that I've been awaiting and worrying and wondering, God, where are you? And then suddenly at the tops of the mulberry trees, they'll go to whipping it afire. He's near when his Holy Ghost is there. Thank God for the wind. Thank God for the wind. Amen. I don't know how to preach. Amen. Somehow or another, when the wind goes to blowing, amen, it gets real easy. Amen. You poor people, you're saying, shut up. Quit preaching somebody. We ain't got all night long. I'm telling you right now, when the winds are blowing, I wish I was younger. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Thank God for the assurance, for the wind when it blows and it assures me I'm his and I'm in his will and I'm doing his will. Brother, we need that today. We need the wind of assurance. The wind of assurance. Well, that's a picture in the Old Testament. But there's another one. There's another one. The Bible said old Jonah ran from God. Old Jonah, he ran from God. He didn't want to do it. He didn't want to do it. No, he despised them people. He didn't want to preach to them. He knew that if they believed and repented, God would have mercy on them. He didn't like them. Amen. He wanted Nineveh destroyed. Old Jonah run from God. But I'll tell you right now, you can't run from God. Amen. Hey, you say how Let me tell you how futile it is trying to run from God, Melissa. You can get out right out here on 6 Mile Road, and you can head east up there, and you can run all the way to Montvale Road. Let me tell you something. You ain't got no idea where the wind is. Hey, man, he liable to be in front of you. He liable to be behind you. He might be all around you. That's what I love about the Holy Spirit. Brother, you might try to go your way, but you ain't going to be in a place where the Holy Ghost ain't. You ain't going to be in a place where the wind of God can't blow. Thank God when old Jonah caught on that boat and he set out in the opposite direction. How the Bible said in Jonah chapter number 1, verse number 4, but the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. I'll tell you right now, thank God for the times when the wind of God has broke me, when the wind of God has stopped me, how the wind of God has woke me, when the wind of God did something in my life to bring about repentance in my soul. I'll tell you right now, the wind of God blows to bring repentance too. Deliverance, sustenance, assurance. Amen. We all happy about them. Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm happy when he blows the other. Yeah. Amen. And he goes to rocking my boat. And he goes to shaking my storm, the storms to shake my life and to turn me upside down. Brother, God can use the Holy Ghost to bring you to a place where you're ready like old Jonah to say, God, it's me. I need you to forgive me and help me. Brother, the God that I serve today, put the Spirit of God in you, brother, to help you tonight. Yeah. Well, maybe if I was younger and stronger, I'd be able to preach some more of that. But let me stop right there. We have a picture. We have a picture of the wind and the spirit wind in the Word of God in the Old Testament. But when we get to the New Testament, we have more than a picture. We have a promise of it. We have a promise of the wind. Listen to what he said in John chapter 16, verse 7. Nevertheless, he said, I tell you the truth. He said, it is expedient for you that I go away. He said, for if I go not away, he said, the Comforter, he said, will not come. Hey, let me tell you tonight that the Comforter is the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Spirit of God is the Comforter. Brother, I need him to blow in my life. I need the comfort of God to blow in my heart. And what he said was, he promised them, he told the disciples, amen, they was tore up. Amen. They was sad to hear what he was trying to tell them about his death and about his leaving. But he said, listen to me. He said, it's expedient for you. It is absolutely necessary for you. It is of the utmost importance for you, Dustin Park, that I go away. He said, for if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come. Amen. You talking about a stale and a stagnant world. Brother, if the Holy Ghost wind of God never moved upon the hearts of men, but he promised it in John 16. Brother, he made a promise to those that would believe that if you'd trust in him, he'd give you the earnest of your inheritance. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of God. Oh, he said, I got to go away, so he'll come. Now, Jesus had bound himself to an earthly body. And that meant at that moment in John 16 that Jesus could not be everywhere all the time. How come? Because he had bound himself to a physical body. But you know what Jesus knew? He said the Holy Ghost ain't bound to nothing. Amen. What he told him was is that the Holy Spirit, he said, what I'm going to promise you is that when I go away, I'm going to send the wind of God. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. Look at what the Bible said in Acts chapter number 1, verse 4 and 5. And be assembled. Now here was the promise. Acts 1, chapter 1. This is a chapter before what I started with. Amen. This was before Jesus had ascended back into heaven. This was just before Jesus left them on a cloud. Here's what he said to them. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, Ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. I'll tell you right now, the Lord Jesus made a promise to him, Dustin. He said, I know that you're sad. I know that you're confused. He said, but I'm telling you right now, just trust me, I'm a going back, and what I'm going to send in my place, brother, he said, he will lead you and guide you in all truth and righteousness. Amen. The Holy Ghost. It was promised in the New Testament. It was pictured in the Old Testament. But it was promised in the New Testament. But not only was it promised in the New Testament, but it was provided. It was provided. Provided in the New Testament. Look with us back at Acts chapter number 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all come with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. Amen. You ever heard a sound from heaven? Amen. I love it when I can hear the sound from heaven. He said, there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. You say, preacher, the Spirit of God don't do that no more. I beg your pardon. Amen. He's here every time I'm here. Because he comes with me. Amen. And if you're living right, brother, he's coming with you. He's in there. But I'll tell you right now, when people are walking for him, and trying to serve God and stay right with God and repent to God. And brother, they'll do everything they can to draw near to God. I can assure you right now, brother, the wind's going to blow in your life. Thank God for it. It showed up for them. It was provided. Showed up as a rushing mighty wind. All that stuff Jesus was trying to tell them, all those things that they had heard but didn't know what to do with it. It suddenly all got real clear when the wind started blowing. They started knowing what God was doing. John 3:7. Jesus said this to Nicodemus. He said, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Listen to what he told Nicodemus. He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth. And he said, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. And here's what he said to him. And he said, and so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. What he told to Nicodemus, come get a song if you would. He told Nicodemus was, as he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. He said, I ain't talking about your flesh. Right? Remember, Nicodemus was confused. He said, must enter my mother's womb a second time to be. He said, no, no. He said, that's flesh. He said, you're thinking about the flesh. He said, no, I ain't trying to get you born again in the flesh. He said, I'm trying to get you born again in the Spirit. Do you know for you to be born again, the Holy Ghost had to blow? Yep. Yep. Had to be present. Had to be partaking in your salvation. Because God ain't saving your flesh. He's saving your spirit. And the Holy Spirit of God has blown in the lives of His children from the time that He left them until now. Amen. Newsflash, He's still blowing. The wind is still moving. And as long as the people of God are on planet Earth, it'll be moving because it lives in us. Well, I wanted to say several things. I think we'd close right here, but I'll mention this part of it. There are some winds that are strange. There is a wind that's blowing today that ain't of God. It's false. It wants to be like God. It's imitating the Spirit of God as best it can. But it is a form of godliness and denies the power thereof. But it's blowing. The Bible said to try the spirits to see of what sort they are. Because not every spirit that blows in your life is of God. Amen. I ain't got the energy to preach the rest of that, but I'll just leave that with you. Chew on that one. Ain't every spirit you face, you better make sure it's Him. There's people getting caught up in the smoke and the mirrors and the darkness and the strobe lights and all the other stuff. They're getting caught up in a wind, friend, that didn't come from God. It appeals to the flesh. It stimulates the emotions, and it certainly drives a response. But if it ain't of God, you ain't getting born again. There's different winds out there. Boy, I thank God for this wind. Thank God for the rushing mighty wind that blew into the hearts of those men that day and forever changed them. And for that wind that every time they tried to go somewhere, that wind was either leading them or stopping them. It'd make them go to the left or go to the right. Because He knows. We don't. He knows. Thank God for the wind. Stand with us. If you're here tonight and need the Lord, the altar's open. Maybe you ain't felt the wind of God in a while, and you'd like to get right with Him. Well, I'll tell you how easy that is. If you'll repent of your sin and turn from it, if you'll yield yourself to God and trust Him tonight, He'll forgive you of your sin and purge you of all unrighteousness. He'll help you. He said He would forgive you if you'd confess it. He'll forgive you tonight. And I believe this with all my heart. The wind of the Holy Spirit will start blowing in your life again. Do you have it? Go ahead and sing. If you're here and need Him tonight, would you come?